Robinhood Radio presents Agriculture from Turkana Farms. Here's Peter Davies.
Is spring really ecumenin, to paraphrase an ancient song? And is it really time to sing cuckoo, sing cuckoo? Well, I'd really like to think so. But I am, as usual, wondering where we actually are, seasonally speaking, given the roller coaster of daily weather peaks and dips we have been riding lately, and the more overarching changes that are gradually taking place in climate. Until recently, in trying to reach my decision, I have been caught between three indicators. The first one, Punxsutawney Phil, that grand old groundhog, who in early February responded to his shadow by returning to his burrow, thus predicting six more weeks of winter. Second, Germantown Mark of Turkana Farms, who usually by mid-February, prompted by nothing more than wishful thinking, sees spring as, quote, just around the corner, unquote. And thirdly, my own busy senses of sight, sound, smell, and feeling as I walk about the farm. While Punxsutawney Phil and Germantown Mark have reached their diametrically opposed conclusions, I, Hamlet-like, weigh, and weigh again, my final decision. If anything, I see very mixed signals. Days of almost balmy temperatures, followed by brief periods of sleet and snow. The annual return of a pair of wild geese to the tiny island in our pond, and the whistling songs of the red-winged blackbirds as they arrive to claim their territories, but a strange dearth of returning songbirds. The bright green tips of sorrel leaves peeping out of the ground, but still no sign of rhubarb, garlic shoots, snowdrops, or crocuses. Disturbing signs of the premature opening of the very vulnerable fruit tree blossoms even before the hardy lilacs have themselves begun to green. The shifting angle of the sun and the rapidly lengthening days, but continuing wild fluctuations in daily temperatures. So many signs of spring and some of not spring. Given the chaotic stop and start of our current winter, a strange winter that other than one or two cold snaps never really finally settled in, it is hard to openly embrace the idea that indeed, spring is actually coming, has come, or is just around the corner. Are we in for an equally strange, unpredictable spring season that will throw our plant and animal life, to say nothing of ourselves, into absolute confusion? But perhaps we are at last on our way to ending these age-old uncertainties, uncertainties that year by year have only continued to increase about the promise of spring. Will those uncertainties finally, perhaps, be resolved as a result of a new scientific approach called spring casting, pioneered by a group of scientists under the rubric USA National Phenology Network, the acronym USANPN? This new scientific discipline began in the 1950s when Professor Joe Caprio of Montana State College recruited a large network of volunteers across the western United States to plant lilac and honeysuckle bushes, which were central to the study in part because they respond strongly to spring warmth and are the clearest sentinels for the start of spring. Using their leafing out time, known as spring indices, he created annual maps recording the gradual spread of spring across the region. In the 1980s, building on Professor Caprio's work, Professor Mark D. Schwartz, University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, developed a method for predicting lilac and honeysuckle phenological events from meteorological data and expanded this approach in the early 2000s by creating a first-of-its-kind continental-scale suite of spring indices that track the start of spring as it gradually unfolds across the United States. This year, the USANPN is starting a new experimental project, a kind of spring cast to predict on a nationwide basis the onset of spring weeks, long before, even years before, the event. Thus, we will be able to know in advance whether spring will be early or late, and possibly even by how many days. Spring indices are labeled as early or late against the average spring conditions of a period spanning from 1981 to 2010. These fascinating phenological maps are now being updated and published on a daily basis. For instance, according to the National Phenology Network's current map, spring is presently running 20 days or more ahead of schedule in parts of the Ohio River Valley and the Mid-Atlantic states, and the projection is that this will soon be the case in the Northeast and Midwest. While strangely enough, in the Gulf Coast region, spring is currently running 20 days or more behind schedule. Such useful information we may in future be able to get long in advance. So, Puxtahawney Phil and Germantown Mark, too bad. Your days as springcasters, and mine too for that matter, may be coming to an end. And with what untold benefits? Who knows how many important ways agriculture might benefit in years to come from this new scientific phenological record-keeping and forecasting system.
Peter Davies and his partner Mark Scherzer are proprietors of Tricana Farm, specializing in heritage breeds of livestock on their 40-acre farm in Germantown, New York. Peter also presides over Tricana Odyssey, in which he customizes cultural tours of turkey for small groups, which he calls an insider's view of turkey. And his third hat is Tricana Gallery of Old and Antique Kilims, which he operates in the Wall Street area of Manhattan. Mark presides over his law firm, Mark Scherzer Law Office, which specializes in health law, also in the Wall Street area. Their farm website, TurkanaFarms.com. Their email, farm@TurkanaFarms.com, or 518-537-3815.